This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker. Jack Gallagher. That sounds kind of like a character you might see in a spaghetti western, doesn't it?
In searching the internet, I found that a Jack Gallagher was apparently strung up at one point for something or other, so I'm hoping that I will not get confused with that person.
For the past 37 years, composer Jack Gallagher has served on the faculty of the College of Worcester in Worcester, Ohio. Gallagher was born in Brooklyn and raised on Long Island. He says to some degree he still feels genetically disposed as an East Coaster. Now, some might say that Ohio is the East Coast.
Well, you know, if you brought up on Long Island, Ohio is kind of the Wild West.
Joanne Faletta and the London Symphony Orchestra recently released their second recording of works by this American composer. This CD features Gallagher's Symphony No. 2, subtitled Ascendant, and another work called Quiet Reflection, which is somewhat reminiscent of a piece by Aaron Copland with a similar title, an idea that may have been sparked during a masterclass Gallagher took with Aaron Copland while he was working on his doctoral degree at Cornell University.
In a sense, I suppose the quiet is not entirely a coincidence in both titles. As a trumpet player, I played Quiet City my first year at the College of Worcester in performance with the Worcester Symphony Orchestra. As you know, the trumpet and the English horn are the solo voices in that work. That work has always struck me as being a very, very beautiful one, so I wouldn't be surprised if some of it was kind of bubbling beneath the surface when I was writing Quiet Reflections.
Gallagher's second symphony, subtitled Ascendant, is anything but quiet. In fact, Gallagher says its soundscape was inspired by Stravinsky's ballet Petrushka.
One of the pieces that I heard fairly on was a recording of Petrushka, which was owned by our high school library. As a result, one weekend I went to a record store and found a recording of Petrushka as done by the London Symphony Orchestra, and I fell in love with that recording and played it to the point where it was almost worn out, because Stravinsky's use of orchestral coloration struck me then and still strikes me now as being nothing short of magical. A lot of those sounds played a very important role in my sense of the sheer intoxication and allure of the symphony orchestra.
The subtitle, Ascendant, reflects Gallagher's hope that this work may in some way embody the human spirit's ability to achieve on the highest level possible.
That's an aspiration that has always meant a lot to me, both within music as well as outside of music. And I wanted the piece, therefore, to describe what I hoped would be a larger-than-life arc, almost of aspiringly heroic proportions, and that a title embodying upwardness would therefore be essential to it, as I hoped the ethos of upwardness and rising might be important to its expression as well.
As you listen to the swirling, undulating excitement in the first movement, you may suddenly realize, hey, this sounds like Stravinsky, and you'd be right.
It occurred to me that the narrative of the piece should embody a first movement that is rather bold and extravagant, at least in terms of its duration, as well as in the kind of argument that it describes. And at one point, after a lot of the turbulence has established itself, I felt that it was time to, knowing that London Symphony might be involved in this, that it was time to kind of reach back to one of my important oral influences and express my very great admiration for the sound world of Petrushka by having a short reference to that. It's about 8 minutes in the first movement, as I recall.
It's been an exciting ride for Jack Gallagher, the composer, to work both with Joanne Faletta, who's been a tireless advocate for living American composers, and the London Symphony Orchestra, one of the first ensembles which truly inspired him. Jack Gallagher will ride again. He's already working on his third symphony. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.